by turning around. You try not to get lost in the sound, but that song is always on, so you sing along.
I can't live without you, I can't live without you, baby. I can't live without you, I can't live without you, baby.
Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and we are just getting word that embattled former Congressman Matt Gaetz is withdrawing his nomination for Attorney General. He was President-elect's pick for the role, and he was receiving pushback in light of House Ethics investigation into sexual misconduct and illicit drug use while he was a congressman. The House Ethics Committee deciding not to release that report. Again, ABC News has learned that former Congressman Matt Gaetz is withdrawing his nomination for Attorney General. Fox News host and President-elect Trump's pick for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is meeting with GOP senators today ahead of confirmation hearings. Hegseth also pushing back on sexual misconduct allegations dating back to 2017. And the International Criminal Court has issued an arrest warrant for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and former Defense Minister Yoav Gallant and a Hamas commander alleging war crimes. This is ABC News. Investigators say an international crime ring may be responsible for several break-ins at the homes of pro athletes.
Minnesota Timberwolves guard Mike Conley was hyping up the crowd at a Minnesota Vikings football game the Sunday his suburban Minneapolis home was broken into and jewelry was stolen. Burglars hit the houses of Mahomes and Kelsey as they prepared to kick off a Monday night football game.
It's frustrating. It's disappointing.
Authorities in California, Colorado, and Michigan have recently reported break-ins carried out by South American crime rings that target wealthy areas. Surveillance footage capturing alleged suspects breaking into high-end homes in Detroit.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. Wicked hits the big screen tomorrow, but one theater chain is warning moviegoers. AMC reminding people that no sing-alongs are allowed, saying in a new ad, silence is golden. But don't worry, if you must belt it out, showings that encourage singing will be offered at some theaters starting on Christmas Day. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Presenting Again Fling's love story.
Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus this morning when I caught
A whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. Alas, I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Try Gain Flings with OxyBoost and Febreze.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. More clouds than sunshine today and breezy winds, whipping around 30 to 40 miles per hour. Pulling out of the northwest, this keeps our high temperatures today to the low 40s. They stay feisty tonight, too, as we flirt with the freezing mark. And for tomorrow, still cloudy, still around 40. Alexandria, Minnesota. Great for winter getaways and holiday fun. Explore alex.com. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. Acting President and Provost Kimo An-Yun is named Marquette University's 25th president. Sean Maloney has more.
An-Yun has been Marquette's provost since 2018 and had been serving as interim president since the death from cancer of President Michael Lovell in June. He was unanimously elected by the university's Board of Trustees Wednesday. However, the University Academic Senate, which represents faculty, will consider declaring a no-confidence vote in Marquette leadership, including An-Yun. On Monday, An-Yun would be the first person of color to lead Marquette and the Jesuit University's second lay president in its 143-year history.
A disturbing situation on a flight from Milwaukee to Dallas. Wednesday, passengers on the American Airlines flight said a Canadian man allegedly rushed a flight attendant and tried to open the jet's main cabin door. Passengers subdued the man by tackling him and pinning him down before duct taping his hands and feet. The man was arrested and sent for an evaluation. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Ready for the best Black Friday prices on household essentials? You'll find them at Fleet Farm. Doors open Friday at 5 a.m. with a free plush penguin for the first 500. Then enjoy great deals like KT Basic Blend Bird Seed for just $9.99. Diamond Crystal Softener Salt is on sale for $3.99 a bag. And premium hardwood fuel pellets are only $4.99 a bag. Plus, if you can't wait, early Black Friday shopping starts Wednesday at 8 p.m. online only. Only at Fleet Farm. Ready for the best Black Friday prices guaranteed? You'll find them at Fleet Farm. Doors open Friday at 5 a.m. with a free plush penguin for the first 500. Then enjoy great deals like a Blackstone griddle with free cover and accessories for just $199.99. A Milwaukee Packout Toolbox System with free organizer is only $229.97. Plus, take 30% off all in-store footwear. And if you can't wait, early Black Friday shopping starts Wednesday at 8 p.m. online only. Only at Fleet Farm.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chen Fitzsmith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chenfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. Prime Realty of Durant, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealitymidwest.com. SFB, Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. Numbers Are Us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West Durand, and the Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area for five generations and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. The Durand City Council did pass the 2025 budget last night. Health insurance for city employees increased by 19% for 2025. But Durand Mayor Patrick Millern says the city was able to cut the budget in other areas to make up the difference.
We cut some other things and so on and able to do it. We had a pretty small pool of employees, and that hurts. If we had more employees, it might help.
The city did fund the Durand Library at $85,000 and also provided $8,500 to the Durand Improvement Group. The total tax levy for the budget was just over $783,000. A move to cut the salary of the county attorney in Wabasha County may violate Minnesota law. County commissioners voted 3-2 to cut the salary of county attorney Matt Stinson by $20,000 this week. The commissioners who supported the cut criticized Stinson's handling of criminal cases and lack of response to questions from county department heads. Minnesota state law prohibits lowering a county's attorney salary during their term in office, giving Stinson grounds to appeal the commissioner's votes. Three seats have opened up on the Eau Claire School Board. The Eau Claire Area School District will hold a spring election in April of next year to fill the positions. Candidates are now starting to circulate nominating papers after the 1st of December. The district will host an informational session tonight for anyone interested in learning more about the job. State officials continue to see high numbers of pertussis, also known as whooping cough, cases this year. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has confirmed more than 1,200 infections during the season so far. Roughly half of those illnesses have been in teens and kids, that according to the Department of Health Services. The Centers for Disease Control suggests limiting the spread of pertussis by keeping vaccines up to date and using good hygiene, including frequent hand washing, as with any other contagious respiratory infections. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers visited a home construction site Wednesday as part of Western Dairyland's Fresh Start program. The initiative helps young adults aged 18 to 25 overcome barriers to self-sufficiency by teaching job skills through building houses. Participants also receive educational support and career guidance with the goal of full employment or post-secondary enrollment upon completion. Evers praised the program for providing valuable skills to youth while addressing affordable housing needs. The home under construction will be sold to an income-eligible family. You're listening to WRDN News.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
A Red Wing man accused of killing his girlfriend in a Hastings hotel has been found guilty. Kyle Williams was convicted of murder yesterday while committing domestic abuse, premeditated first-degree murder, intentional second-degree murder, and first-degree assault. The Dakota County jury deliberated for less than a day before reaching the verdict. Williams was also sentenced to a life sentence without the possibility of parole. Prosecutors say the defendant strangled Kelly Jo Marie Kukurek in May of 2021. She died at a hospital 5 days later from her injuries. The snowfall across western Wisconsin last night caused multiple traffic hazards. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reported multiple crashes throughout western Wisconsin Wednesday night. The roads turned slippery during the evening commute as many parts of the area saw their first accumulating snowfall. Highway 53 just north of Eau Claire had to be closed for over 2 hours while crews cleared a multiple vehicle accident, while I-94 had to be closed near Highway 37 after a semi was disabled after an accident. The snow should come to an end today, and it looks like things will begin to quiet down heading into the weekend. Authorities have confirmed the release of 57-year-old William Lang, a convicted sex offender, from the Department of Corrections on Thursday. Lane, convicted of third-degree sexual assault in 1986 and 1995, will temporarily live at 5017 Summit Avenue in Chippewa Falls until permanent housing is arranged. He'll remain under close supervision with conditions including no unsupervised contact with minors, electronic monitoring, and a ban on illegal narcotics. Educators at UW-Stevens Point are launching a new cannabis science program. Those behind the course say it explores the plant's usefulness beyond being taken as a recreational or therapeutic drug. The current graduate-level certification program covers cannabis history, growing environments, and the unique chemistry of the plant. The course will be made available to undergraduates next fall. You're listening to WRDN News.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Several Midwest cities have made a list of best places to spend your golden years. Green Bay was the highest-ranking Midwest city on U.S. News & World Report's list of the 150 best places in the country to retire. It placed 11th. Omaha placed 25th, Des Moines 28th, Madison 37th, Davenport 63rd, and Chicago 71st. The survey looked at the happiness of local residents, housing affordability, tax rates, and health care quality. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
The clouds stick around today in our Real Country 1430 forecast. We do have a slight chance of drizzle late this afternoon. Temperatures low 40s, northwest winds at 15 to 25, gusting to 45. Tonight, cloudy, lows low 30s. Tomorrow, cloudy, highs low 40s. Be listening for coverage of Duranda, Arkansas girls basketball tonight. The Lady Panthers open up the season hosting Ellsworth. The Advent Health Panther preview is at 7. Tip-off at 7:15 on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
Sherry, what have you done to your hair?
What do you mean? Does it not look good?
It doesn't look good. It looks freaking amazing. I can't believe how thick and healthy it looks. Oh, I must know your secret.
No secret. It's hair volume from New Nordic.
Hair volume, huh? Well, it certainly lives up to its name. Your hair has never looked so thick. It is gorgeous.
I was so tired of having thin and brittle hair. Ugh, and the shedding. So I figured I'd give hair volume a try. Needless to say, I'm thrilled with the results. Hey, where are you going?
I'm going to pick up some hair volume right now. My reunion's next month and I want my hair to look as good as yours.
Hair volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of many award-winning natural health products from New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Scandinavia. Purchase at newnordicusa.com or your local Walgreens, Rite Aid, or CVS. Available as a tablet or delicious gummy. Help your hair look full, voluminous, and beautiful again at newnordicusa.com, Walgreens, Rite Aid, or CVS.
Giannis Antetokounmpo poured in 41 to lead the Bucks to their second straight win, 122-106, over the rival Bulls at Fiserv Forum on Wednesday night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Despite Milwaukee's slow start, Coach Doc Rivers said he really believes in this team.
You can just feel your team, like they're bought in. They're bought in practice and in film. You know, when you're getting calls from players about, hey, hang in there and let's do this, that means everybody cares. So I felt good about the team. I just didn't feel good about our record, to be honest, and I still feel that way. I don't feel good about our record yet, but I do feel good about this team.
Bucks are 6-9. They'll host the Indiana Pacers in NBA Cup action tomorrow night. Sixth-ranked Wisconsin women's volleyball team kept their Big Ten title hopes alive after coming from behind to beat rival Minnesota 3-2. In Big Ten action at the Fieldhouse, the Badgers head to Lincoln for a rematch with number 2 Nebraska on Saturday. Tight end George Kittle will return to the 49ers lineup and face the Packers on Sunday. Kittle missed last week's loss to Seattle with hamstring issues. Packers trying to avenge a 3-point loss to the Niners in the divisional playoffs in January. Quarterback Jordan Love.
Getting into the playoffs and, you know, being knocked out by the 49ers, I mean, whoever it would have been, you know, that game is definitely going to sit with you. And, you know, that's what you got to kind of just sit with all offseason. Going back, watching that game, trying to see what you could have done better, what you could have done differently in that game. It definitely sits with you through the offseason and then obviously move on. But, yeah, just knowing that that's the team that knocked us out, you know, we're definitely hungry for this game.
Week 12 of the NFL season kicks off tonight in Cleveland, where the Browns will play host to the division rival Pittsburgh Steelers. Steelers lead the AFC North at 8-2, Cleveland just 2-8. WIAA State High School football playoffs kick off today. 4 games on tap at Camp Randall, followed by 3 on Friday. Edgar and Potosi will kick off the D7 championship game at 10 a.m. this morning. Major League Baseball's Cy Young Award winners announced last night. Atlanta's Chris Sale wins the National League honor. Detroit's Tarek Skubal wins the American League Award. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Finances can be so intimidating, but since I've started using Dave, the banking app, managing my money is much easier. Dave shows me how much I have left to spend after my routine expenses. And if I'm short on cash, Dave's extra cash advances me the money I need, up to $500 in 5 minutes or less. No interest, no credit check, no late fees. Download the Dave app or go to dave.com/easy.
Dave is not a bank. Banking services provided by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. For terms and conditions, go to dave.com/legal. Eligibility criteria apply, subject to bank approval. Service and or instant transfer fees may apply. Advances typically approved in 5 minutes.
Come on in to Total Wine & More. Prices much lower than a grocery store. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Wrap up your holiday shopping with Jewelry Television. JTV has thousands of jewelry styles and gifts for women and men. Shop on TV or online. Plus, new JTV customers save up to $50 when you shop jtv.com/radio.
One former Xfinity Series champion has a new ride for 2025. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small. Loud or quiet. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Even though the 2024 NASCAR season has reached its conclusion, NASCAR Live still rolls on. This offseason, we'll honor champions and discuss some of the top stories from an amazing season of racing.
What a move off four, up against the fence. Tyler Reddick rallies back.
Justin Allgaier is the 2024 NASCAR Xfinity Series champion.
All of that and much more every week on NASCAR Live.
Former NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series champion Daniel Hemric will race full-time next season in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series for longtime team owner Bill McAnally and McAnally Hilgeman Racing. Hemric will drive the team's number 19 truck, which was driven this year by title contender Christian Eckes. Hemric had been driving in the NASCAR Cup Series for Colleague Racing, ending this season with 4 top 10 finishes. He has 50 prior starts in the Truck Series, scoring a best finish of 2nd, twice, driving for Brad Keselowski's former Truck Series team, Brad Keselowski Racing. A crew chief will be announced at a later date. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
Aquaculture is a growing industry, but you need the financial and physical resources. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. One way to start is by raising fish in cages as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com. Growing fish in cages can be a means for landowners with ponds to produce fish for supplemental income or for their own dinner table. It costs much less than starting a fish farm and allows the pond to be used for other purposes such as recreation, stock watering, or irrigation. David Klein is an extension aquaculture specialist at Auburn University. He says there are several fish species that do well in this type of environment.
You're looking for fish that get along well together, and historically that includes things like catfish, tilapia, trout. Folks have done hybrid striped bass. There's the potential to do bluegills and other sunfish, but they create some other challenges. But I would say the most common ones that I have come across are folks that either want to grow catfish or tilapia.
The cages allow water to move freely, which maintains water quality for the fish. They will depend on you for healthy meals since they're not free to roam around snacking on their natural food. You also need to keep an eye on fish health due to their intensive numbers.
Most of the time you have to put a lot of fish in there, so you're going to have a relatively crowded environment in order to overcome the fish's natural territorial nature. There is the potential for them bumping into each other, bumping into the cage, getting scraped up, which makes an opening for the potential for them to get a bacterial disease or something along those lines.
Even though the cages are large, they're simple to move around, and getting at the fish is easy for care, observation, and harvesting. Keep in mind that predators and vandals like this arrangement too. Learn more about cage aquaculture at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before November 30th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee, so you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is November 30th, so call now and you'll save even more. Here's the number, 866-89-BIBLE. That's 866-89-BIBLE, 866-89-BIBLE.
Mix the lower action in the markets at midday. This is the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen with this market update. Joining us now for market analysis, Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX. Arlen, let's look at the grains and oilseeds first. I know in terms of these markets this week, we've had plenty of news from the Russia-Ukraine situation weighing in. China-Brazil signing their agreements as well on Wednesday. Those have been some talking points here. Export sales, we got some flash sales Thursday morning, plus the weekly numbers. Grains, though, and oil seeds lower here today with soy leading the way down. What's the big driver in Thursday's grain trade?
Yeah, it just seems to be a down day across the board for the ag commodities, as you indicated. And I think probably the most concerning thing for me is November of 25 soybean contracts breaking to new low. It was just a few days ago that we put in a bullish key reversal to the upside on the charts. And I remember posting on X at the time, let's see if it even matters to the market this time. And it didn't. That had no influence on the market. And now we've taken out that low and we've got a lot of air underneath of us. And the reason is we have a big crop in South America that's coming on right now with the conditions of the soybean crop looking very good. We had built some more premium into the wheat and corn prices here of late, but we see traders kind of taking a little bit of profits on that and prices pulling back a little bit. Just modest losses in the wheat and corn, but overall it contributes to a negative day across the board.
Livestock trade mixed to higher in cattle and hog futures. I know, of course, cattle waiting for the on-feed report Friday. Starting to get a little more cash activity, it appears, in cattle country as well here Thursday, midday. What's your take of the proteins today?
Yeah, we had the big gains in the cattle complex over the last week to 10 days, largely driven by the feeder cattle market with good rains in the plains now providing great pasture and demand for stockers really rising, and that helped elevate the live cattle market. Overall, now we're waiting for the cash cattle trade to really get developed and going. Right now, it looks like steady to higher, and so the live cattle futures are consolidated until we get a better read on this week's trade. The retail sales data that we've seen come out for the month of October was very positive for demand for the protein, for pork, and for beef, indicating that consumer interest in buying the higher cuts is trending higher now as we move into the fall.
All right. Once again, Arlen Suderman there with StoneX joining us for our market analysis. Crude oil is up $1 a barrel, $69.81. This is the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. As we plan for the 2025 growing season, don't cut corners on crop insurance. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
When farmers put pen to paper ahead of the 2025 crop season, they're going to have to cut some costs. Doug Yoder, agency manager for Country Financial of Champaign, Illinois, says it's important to resist the temptation to cut back on crop insurance.
In this negative net farm income environment we're in, where inputs are still high, but the prices have plummeted quite a bit, there's no denying in my mind that farmers got to push the pencil pretty hard this winter and cut costs any way they can. I always tell them this in this environment. I really hope they don't voluntarily reduce their main coverage. Crop insurance, bar none, is their main safety net. And I just hate to see them voluntarily reduce their coverage. I think they're going to need all the coverage they can get in this sort of environment.
He says it is important to cut costs where you can, however.
There's no doubt it's one of the things they're going to have to evaluate. When you look at inputs such as seed and fertilizer and chemicals, cash rent, this is a very cash-heavy endeavor that they're in. And when the net farm incomes are projected to take a hit this year and be negative, then that's that environment I was talking about where they're going to have to push the pencil, do all they can to be profitable next year. Also, unfortunately, we do not have a new farm bill yet, and the old farm bill that we're still in because they've extended it twice now, it doesn't appear that any of those commodity programs in the Title I of the Farm Bill will be providing any extra support this year. They didn't last year either, and it doesn't appear they will this year either.
He reminds farmers there are some important deadlines to remember.
With a revenue-based guarantee, they have 45 days after that price announcement to file a revenue-based claim. So this year, that would be December 15th. And if they have a yield loss claim, they have 15 days after that unit is done being harvested to submit that claim. So just a few reminders for your listeners that if they haven't done so already and they think they have a claim, those are their upcoming deadlines.
Farmers are encouraged to start contacting their crop insurance agents now to start planning for the 2025 season. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The Dairy Farm families of AMPI are proud to share their award-winning butter and cheese with you. Find the Dinner Bell Creamery brand in your favorite store and bring home the taste of farm-fresh goodness. Farmer-owned and co-op crafted, our commitment runs deep to care for our land, animals, cooperative, and communities. The result is award-winning butter and cheese, where the heart of the Midwest shines through in every flavorful bite. Find us online at dinnerbellcreamery.coop or follow along on Facebook and Instagram. Dinner Bell Creamery, co-op crafted by farmers, made for families.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Milk production in Wisconsin in October totaled 2.69 billion pounds, down slightly from the previous October. That, according to the USDA National Ag Statistics Service's milk production report. The average number of milk cows in October at 1.27 million head was unchanged from the prior month, but down 4,000 from October of 2023. Monthly production per cow averaged 2,125 pounds. In Wisconsin, that was up 5 pounds from last October. Now, milk production in the 24 major dairy states in October totaled 18 billion pounds, up 0.4% from October of 2023. September revised production at 17.5 billion pounds was up 0.5% from September of 2023. The September revision represented an increase of 52 million pounds from last month's preliminary production estimate. There were 62,000 workers hired directly by farms in the Lakes region, which includes Minnesota and Wisconsin, during the reference week of July 7th through the 13th, according to USDA's Farm Labor Report. Farm operators paid their hired workers an average wage rate of $18.40 an hour. That was $1.24 an hour below July of 2023. The number of hours worked averaged 41.2 for hired workers during the reference week, compared to 42.8 hours in July of 2023. Now, during the reference week of October 6th through the 12th, there were 65,000 workers hired directly by farms in the Lakes region. Farm operators paid their hired workers an average wage rate of $19.46 an hour in October, 92 cents below October of 2023. The number of hours worked averaged 41.7 for hired workers during the reference week, compared to 42.8 hours in October of 2023.
Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin led a group of Democratic and Republican lawmakers in calling on USDA to provide immediate assistance to game bird farmers who have been denied emergency aid after suffering serious losses due to severe weather events. The Livestock Indemnity Program provides benefits to livestock producers for livestock deaths caused by adverse weather. However, game bird farmers in Wisconsin and across the country have recently been denied assistance by USDA. When farmers experience devastating weather events out of their control, it's our job to give them the tools and resources they need to get back on their feet, said Baldwin. The letter called on USDA to help pheasant and game bird farmers bounce back and protect a critical industry. Farmers across the country have recently reported being denied emergency assistance or encouraged not to apply for LIP coverage, including in Wisconsin. In June, McFarland Pheasant Farm in southeast Wisconsin, the largest pheasant producer in the country, lost over 50,000 birds due to a tornado. In addition to the loss of the poultry, the tornado caused substantial damage to the farm, including destruction of pens, fencing, and other farm infrastructure necessary to support the flock. Wisconsin 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden released a statement after USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack refused to answer a letter sent by Van Orden and a number of his colleagues in the House and Senate regarding the Pure Prairie poultry bankruptcy that resulted in nearly 50 farmers and more than 2 million chickens throughout Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Iowa being left without feed or processing options. Van Orden said the silence from USDA is deafening. Secretary Vilsack is not only ignoring members of Congress, but is also telling our small and medium-sized farmers they're not worth the time to take the proper corrective measures to ensure this never happens again. No federal agency will go unchecked for a failure of this magnitude. And Van Orden is demanding that USDA and Secretary Vilsack answer immediately for their blatant neglect of America's farmers. Well, the deadlines, or the letter sent by Van Orden and his colleagues on October 25th, had a response deadline of November 8th. Now, in the letter, the members highlighted the lack of oversight and accountability by USDA and requested answers from the agency on their loan and grant processes, as well as their knowledge of Pure Prairie Poultry's bankruptcy filing. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Another windy day today in our ag weather forecast. Now, winds will slowly diminish this evening through Friday as the low-pressure system responsible for the wind, the rain, and the snow finally begins to move away. Cold, dry weather is expected into early next week. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today. We still have a chance of some light freezing drizzle. Highs 40 to 45, relative humidities at 70 to 75%. Northwest winds at 19 to 24, gusting to 45. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of drizzle early. Lows 31 to 36, relative humidities at 95 to 100%. Northwest winds at 14 to 19, gusting to 35. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, highs 38 to 43, relative humidities at 66 to 71%. Northwest winds at 6 to 11. We'll see about 3 hours of sunshine. For Saturday, mostly cloudy, highs 35 to 40. Sunday, mostly cloudy, highs 40 to 45. Monday, cloudy, a chance of snow, highs 30 to 35. For Tuesday, partly sunny, highs 25 to 30.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
start playing in a big mud hole. I was all decked out, ready for church, and my brand new suit all covered in dirt. Farmer hit the ceiling, she was fit to be tied. Talking about how she's gonna tan my hide. But daddy wasn't laughing when I changed my clothes. Said, mama, leave the boy alone. Well, if the good die young, if the good die young, our little boy's gonna have a lot of fun. Cause he's gonna live forever if the good die young. Had a hot rod Ford, constable clocked me at 104. Judge said, boy, you're gonna hurt yourself. You'd long been dead if you was anybody else. But if the good die young, yeah, if the good die young, oh, there ain't a sin that's gonna hold you, son. Cause you're gonna live forever if the good die young. Got a good heart, I wouldn't hurt a soul, but I'm gonna keep a rockin' till they call that road. Old St. Peter's gonna have to wait. I'm gonna go to heaven, but I might be late. And if the good die young, Lord, if the good die young, pedal to the metal, let your mother run. Cause I'm gonna live forever if the good die young. And if the good die young, Lord, if the good die young, we'll have some fun. Cause I'm gonna live forever if the good die young. Yeah, I'm gonna live forever if the good die young.
Got a funny feeling, the moment that your lips touch mine, something shot right through me. My heart skipped a beat in time. There's a different feel about you tonight. It's got me thinking lots of crazy things. I even think I saw a flash of light. It felt like electricity. You shouldn't kiss me like this unless you mean it like that. Cause I'll just close my eyes and I won't know. Dance floor spinning around and around and around and around. They're all watching us now. They think we're falling in love. They never believe we're just friends. When you kiss me like this, I think you mean it like that. If you do, baby, kiss me again. I just wanted you to know. I just wanted you to know. You shouldn't kiss me like this unless you mean it like that. Cause I'll just close my eyes and I won't know where I'm at. And we'll get lost on this dance floor, spinning around and around and around.
Adobe Buffaloes. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Everybody here looking New York pretty, but you're the kind of girl that's got that something, dancing to the groove like it just ain't nothing. They ain't never seen nothing quite like you. Long stem legs and your cowboy boots, throwing back whiskey straight in no water. Girl, there ain't nothing hotter. Ooh, I dig the way that you move. You shake it down to your roots. Or did your mama teach you how to do that thing you do? Nothing sweeter than wild. I'll take a sip of that smile. I bet the boys at home can't leave you alone. You little homegrown. Honey, 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 you're so money, money, money. You got a country road, Carolina soul. Baby, you're just so homegrown. Turn around and saw you walking my way. Pulled me on the floor saying, son, it's on. And we were dancing all night long to a sweet old Alabama song. Ooh, I dig the way that you move. You shake it down to your roots. I did your mama teach you how to do that thing you do. Yeah, nothing sweeter than wild. I'll take a sip of that smile. I bet the boys at home can't leave you alone, you little homegrown. Honey, 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 you're so money, money, money. You got a country road, Carolina soul. Baby, you're just so homegrown, yeah. Ooh, baby, 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 you're driving me crazy, crazy, crazy. I'm a long way away from where I'm from, but baby, you feel like home. Ooh, I dig the way that you move. You shake it down to your roots. I did your mama teach you how to do that thing you do. Yeah, nothing sweeter than wild. I'll take a sip of that smile. I'll bet the boys at home can't leave you alone, you little homegrown. Honey, 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 so money, money, money. You got a country road, Carolina soul. Baby, you're just so home.
There's a red sun painted across the common now. Well, your daddy's got plans for you, and mine thinks I'm at school. They say it's reckless to chase your dream, but this town's got nothing for you and me. Let's roll away. See the morning light. They can't live our lives.
home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Take my hand, let me make you mine. I'm through waiting, taking my time. Never felt like this before. Take my name and make it yours. I hope you don't think it's a little bit crazy saying this all so soon. But baby, it's the right time. Knew it from the first time that I laid eyes on you. It's okay, let them say what they want. They might think I should wait, but I don't. No, I don't wanna waste a minute. Girl, I want you in every single part of my world. So take my hand, let me make you mine. I'm through waiting, taking my time. Never felt like this before. Take my name and make it yours. I know I'm the last guy anybody think might ever be talking like this, yeah. But I can see my future in your eyes tonight and taste forever on your lips. I'm like, hold up a minute, don't go. Ain't no way I can take this slow. So go ahead and tell me I'm out of my mind. Or baby, just tell me yes. And take my hand, let me make you mine. I'm through waiting, taking my time. Never felt like this before. Take my name and make it yours. Take my days, baby, take my nights. Go and take the rest of my life. Oh, cause I don't wanna wait no more. Take my name and make it yours, yeah. Time never felt like this before. Take my name and make it yours. Take my days, baby, take my nights. Go and take the rest of my life. Oh, cause I don't wanna wait no more. Take my name and make it yours.
Talk to an old friend, right or wrong. I had to hear your voice again. Unwritten law, protocol says to leave the past alone. I just wanted you to know, sometimes driving home at night, I let your memory take control. And you're sitting by my side.